MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 21, 2025. The trash haulers' strike continues. There was a dumpster fire extinguished at a Danvers cafe over the weekend. Sunny, breezy, mid-70s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:54 p.m. Gloucester Times is reporting that as the labor stoppage at the city's trash hauler Republic Services, Inc. continues, the city of Gloucester is adjusting services to support residents during the disruption. Curbside recycling collection was suspended Friday, but curbside trash collection remains on the regular schedule.
Hi, this is Mayor Greg Berger calling with an update regarding the ongoing recycling and trash collection situation during the Republic Services labor stoppage. To continue supporting residents during this disruption, the Department of Public Works will be operating the recycling drop-off site at the DPW yard located at 28 Poplar Street. Starting this week, the site will be open Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Please note, this site is for residents only, no commercial drop-offs, and DPW staff will be on site to assist and keep things running smoothly. If you are able, please consider checking in with neighbors, especially those who may not have transportation, to see if they need help getting their recycling to the drop-off location. Curbside trash collection remains on the regular schedule. Please place your trash at the curb by 7 a.m. for pickup by Republic Services. If your entire street is missed, please report it on C-Click-Fix, and Republic will return the next day to collect it. While the City of Gloucester is not directly involved with the labor negotiations between Republic Services and Teamsters Local 25, I want you to know that I am continuing to push Republic to meet the service needs of our community and fulfill their responsibilities to Gloucester's residents. I also want to take a moment to thank everyone for their continued patience during this time. As I've said time and time again, our DPW staff have really stepped up during this challenging time, and I'm so grateful for their hard work and dedication. Their support has been critical in filling service gaps and supporting our community through this disruption. Thank you again for your cooperation. Take care.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. According to the Salem News and reporter Caroline Enos, Republic Services and the striking Teamsters Local 25 remain at odds after negotiations Friday again ended without a settlement. They remain stalled over workers' request to take the Teamsters' health insurance instead of the plan offered by Republic, and whether the company should be allowed to discipline workers for actions during the strike. No further negotiation sessions have been scheduled. Salem News reports the Daily Harvest Cafe in Danvers had to be evacuated early Friday afternoon after a fire broke out in a dumpster and the flames extended to the building. The popular cafe is at 103 High Street in Danvers. The fire was initially reported shortly before 1 p.m., according to online reports, and the flames were mostly knocked down within several minutes. Photos from the scene show some damage to the exterior in the rear of the building, but the cafe owner said the flames did not penetrate the walls. Longtime owner Brittany Raisley told a photographer at the scene that one of the dumpsters caught on fire. Images from the scene show multiple Republic Service dumpsters for trash and recycling in the back of the building. More news after this break.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Newburyport Daily News reporter Matt Petrie reports looking to help seniors tackle the ever-rising cost of living. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon announced Thursday the formation of the Senior Affordability Task Force, a group aimed at identifying and advancing policies to support the city's older residents. Developed in collaboration with the Newburyport Council on Aging, the task force will include representatives from the Assessor's Office, Department of Public Services, the Health Department, COA staff and board members, and the Friends of the COA. The task force will explore potential policy recommendations in areas such as tax relief, discounts on water and sewer bills, and expanded access to health care-related support services. It will meet periodically over the next 6 months and engage with city staff, community stakeholders, and elected officials. The group will focus on three key goals, which will be to renew municipal policies and analyze economic trends affecting senior affordability in Newburyport and identify administrative barriers and service gaps. ItemLive.com reports Marblehead Police Chief Dennis King and the police department announced the completion by Lieutenants David Ostrovitz and Jason Conrad of active threat training courses. The Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Alert, Active Attack Integrated Response Training, designed to better coordinate among departments during active shooter and attack incidents, took place on July 9 and 10 in Salem. Members of the Salem Police and Fire Departments, Salem Dispatch, and Cataldo Ambulance also participated. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, former Marblehead High School football coach and athletic director Alex Kulovich will be honored this coming weekend with the naming of the Alexander W. Kulovich Jr. Athletic Complex at the high school. Kulovich, 89, lives with his wife Barbara in Marblehead, where they raised their 8 children and now have 22 grandchildren. The 39th Blackburn Challenge went off Saturday with ideal weather conditions and a total of 12 different boat classifications. The first overall finisher in the rowing event was a boat led by Jake Wilkins and his crew, finishing the 20-mile course in just over 2 hours, 35 minutes. The event is run by the Cape Bend Rowing Club and its president, Bob Blair. The Red Sox beat the Cubs yesterday in Chicago 6-1 to take one of three games in a weekend series. The Sox road trip continues tonight in Philadelphia with a game against the Phillies. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.